Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. And this week, I have a very special guest, and it's Miss Kelsey.
Hi!
Hi, Miss Kelsey. Round of applause for Kelsey.
Little Kelsey.
I met Kelsey 4 days ago.
A whole four days ago on a Thursday.
And we're already just like sisters.
We are.
We met on, it was supposed to be a Wednesday, but it ended up being a Thursday because their flight got here at like 1:30 in the morning.
Let's go.
Yay. And of course it happens to you, and absolutely, you don't like flying.
No, I'm just like, I'm so scared of it. Evan was in for a treat, I will say.
Yes, this is my cousin's girlfriend, so she's my
sister
who is also dating my cousin,
so like don't get it mixed up,
so don't get it twisted.
But like when Evan and I, when we talk about Evan and I dating, we're not sisters because that's weird. We don't live in Alabama, obviously, but like rather than that, we're low-key,
yeah, we're like sisters. But it's like Parent Trap, like we definitely got separated. And it's funny because you are a twin.
Yeah,
this one will definitely be uploaded before Evan's, but eventually we will talk to Evan. But you know, ladies first, so we gotta talk.
I like to hear it.
Yes, we love it. We
are
love
we getting
to hear
like
it.
Deep?
We will eventually. Ooh, this if is you great. Want to.
Oh, always.
Okay, sick.
I have nothing to hide.
Okay, so first off, tell us all of the places where you've lived.
Oh, okay. So I was actually born in Duluth, Minnesota. And then shortly after that, Dad was in the military, so we kind of moved around a few places. But nice. Shortly after that, we lived in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me where. I mean, I feel like I still to this day forget to ask where. Or my dad and mom tells me.
But you were little.
Huh? Yeah, I was a little baby.
That was little Kelsey.
Little Kelsey.
Little Kelsey.
And then after that, we lived in Alaska with the polar bears. So that was super fun.
Did you ever see caribou?
Yes. I was hearing like Care Bear in my head.
Did you ever see Care Bears? I'm were like, the Care Bears ever walking around?
I'm like, what is she talking about?
No,
right
caribou.
Now?
Oh, I love those guys.
We saw caribou. We saw a lot of moose, which is just amazing.
Mooses.
Yeah, no, really, really cool.
They'll just be like chilling, just like outside of your house.
No, yeah. So like every Sunday morning we would have breakfast. And I'm sure it was on different weekdays too, but I just remember Sundays because, you know, like the Sunday breakfast.
Yeah, they were walking to church.
Absolutely.
The moose church.
Yeah. Yeah, they were walking to church, having a little Bible study out in the yard.
A little Bible study with all the moose family. On your property.
On my property. But they'd always sit in the backyard. There'd be like 10 of them, 12 of them, however many they wanted. And they're huge.
Do they like sit? Can they like sit like a dog sits?
Yes. And I'm what? Like, they look so freaking uncomfortable, but like they sit there in like circles.
Whoa.
It's like they're very proper when they're sitting too, though.
Oh,
it's
that's so
like,
kind.
It's neat. Yeah.
Do the girls have the huge antlers too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sometimes, because like deers.
Yeah.
Deer.
No, like does and bucks.
Yeah, they look different.
Yeah. No, moose, they were all blessed with some big old antlers.
Wow. Yeah. They could really just kill anything that they
no,
wanted to.
Seriously.
Just stab them. How do they not, like, run into stuff? I never understood
I don't know,
that.
But, like, insane with the longhorns that just ran down the road the other day. I'm like, I would literally knock so many people out, so many things over on accident.
Because, like, even, like, with, like, my arms, like, that I have feeling in, I'll just be, like, swinging.
My shoulders, my toes.
What the heck?
And we're so, like, we're vertically skinny, you know?
Yes, we are. Just vertically skinny. That's the new term.
That's the new term. I don't even know where that came from.
I don't know either.
I was just trying to
compare
us to a longhorn.
It makes sense. It is a weird, that's a weird, because then after Alaska, you went to
North Carolina. Yeah.
North Kakalaki.
I think it's crazy because, like, I've grown up in such, like, cold places.
Yeah.
And
now you're at the beach.
And now I'm at the beach, and I'm just like, wow, like, I don't want it any other way.
Okay, what genre of music do you think you listen to the most?
Oh, okay, so.
I feel like I know the answer, but give us your answer.
Honestly, I don't know if I know the answer, because, like, I love old country, okay? Mm-hmm. But also, like, worship music, like, just puts me in a good mood.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, I would say it's a big tie between those two. But there's also sometimes where I'm like, okay, like, I'm feeling a little bit of indie because Evan's my boyfriend. I kind of have to, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's so cute because, like, I feel like he got you into indie in the same way that, like, you got him into country.
Yes, but, like, y'all's. I'm saying y'all's because y'all kind of listen to the same music.
Oh, okay.
A little bit. It's so vibey. And, like, I've never been opened up to that. Normally, I'm just like, but, like, y'all's indie is so vibey. And I'm like, I feel like I'm a happy girl.
Yeah. It just always feels like summertime, like, driving music.
Yeah.
So now do you feel like the music that you listen to growing up, like, do you just, like, absolutely hate it? Or do you, like, still, like, vibe with it?
I can still totally vibe with it. Like,
yeah.
But no.
Because music is still music.
Music is still music, yeah. But it's also, like, oh my gosh, like, when I listened to this song, I was doing this.
Oh, or, I do that same thing. It's, you know, all, it's like, association.
It brings back memories.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a concert?
Yeah, actually.
What are some of your favorite concerts that you've been to?
Okay, so I've only ever
been... Just give us a list.
I've only ever been to a couple. So okay. I went to... Last year, mm-hmm. I went to... Actually, back it up.
Okay, back
okay,
it up.
Okay, so, backing like, a couple... What, like, probably 8 years ago.
Okay.
I went to Dollywood. And...
Go.
You know Austin Mahone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Awkward!
Oh, my gosh.
My dad came out and he was like... He was like, guys, Austin Mahone's playing. And I'm like, Dad, you got it wrong. It's Austin Moon from Austin Alley. So this is my thing. The whole time I'm like, I'm about to go meet Austin from
you
Austin Alley.
You thought you were
Alley.
About to meet Ross, like, Lynch.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. So, I think I would throw up.
I'm like, Dad, like, you're getting it wrong. Yeah. But I'm so hyped. So we bought tickets. Oh. It was like $10 a piece. Okay. So we're
course,
all sitting
yeah.
there. And I'm waiting for him to come out. And I'm like, where's his blonde hair at?
You're like, what? Wait.
I'm like, Dad, who is this guy? Okay, who is this guy? This is not Austin Moon from Austin and Alley.
Like, that's Austin Mahone.
And
you're
like,
no.
He's like, this is Austin Mahone. And my mom's getting up and dancing. I'm like, this is so awkward. Anyways, that was the first concert I ever went to.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny because my first concert was actually Ross Lynch.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. When he was in a band with his brothers.
Oh my, what were they called again?
R5.
Okay, so and then last year,
mm-hmm.
We kind of started the concert back up. We kickstarted that baby.
Yeah, because COVID was over.
No, it was
concert
like,
time. Concert season.
Let's wake up, get out of your shell.
Yep.
So we went to go see Tim McGraw. And at the time, I was like, who is this guy?
Mm-hmm. Why is he so old?
He's old. Why is mom crushing over this guy right now? He's like 100.
He's super old.
I know, for real.
But he still goes off, though. He still puts on a great show.
No, but
isn't that crazy?
Yes. But at the time, I wasn't big into old country. Mm-hmm. So I was like... oh my gosh, this is so humbling and embarrassing.
Okay.
But I literally sat there like a stubborn little girl. This was literally last year. Mm-hmm. I sat there like a stubborn little girl, mm-hmm. and I was like, I made myself miserable. You know when like you push yourself
oh,
out
yeah.
of a crowd?
Yeah, yeah.
It was pouring down rain.
Yep.
Everyone was having a great time.
You're like, this is the worst day I've ever had.
And
actually.
I had this freaking, liquid death. That
yes,
water
that looks like beer.
Yes, and I'm sitting there like sipping on that, and I'm like, yeah. life sucks right
You're
now.
You're like
okay?
manifesting it to turn into
yes.
an alcoholic drink.
Yes,
You're like, please.
Yes,
and I hate it here.
What's that main song that he sings?
I don't know, girl. Whatever.
He
Wait,
sang
we'll
this
look it
one
up.
Song.
Okay.
And oh, I got up and I acted like I was freaking best friends with him, and
because you knew the song.
Yes.
So you're like, oh, sick.
Yeah, I'm
this
like,
is
oh,
my song.
I actually,
actually
understand this. No, absolutely. So then. After that, I went back in the car, and it was just the most miserable day ever. And then...
And now you love Tim McGraw.
And now I'm like, I want to go see him in concert, and I will literally fall in love with every single word that's said.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And so I also went to Thomas Rhett last year, which
okay.
honestly was kind of doo-doo. He didn't put on a good show.
Oh, that's sad.
But I did, in fact, go to him the beginning of this year, and it
okay.
was probably the best concert I've ever been to.
Weird. So
but
what
I
was
think,
the difference?
I think we were... Okay, so we were in a big, like... Coliseum.
Okay.
So, like, you could see the stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vice,
yeah, yeah.
the one I went to last year, was, mm-hmm. like, in the grass. So, like, he was so
oh,
far away.
Oh, you were just on the lawn.
Yeah.
Okay, that
also,
makes sense.
I think he interacted so much mm-hmm. better, and his openers were just, like, they killed it. Don't
yeah.
ask me their names, because
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But they killed it. They were just, like, getting everyone up and ready, mm-hmm. and just, you know, it was...
Yeah.
It was definitely
I
awesome.
Totally get it. I feel like when an artist is able to, like, interact with a crowd... It just makes it so much cooler because then there's not this, like, invisible wall in between, like, the artist and, like, the crowd anymore.
No, absolutely. I'm like, okay,
there's, like, no
we
separation.
All paid to see you
yeah.
sing, but also, like, talk to us.
Yeah, yeah. like, he's still a person.
Don't,
all the people
don't
on
make
stage,
it awkward.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
they're still a human being who can
yeah.
just, is probably a little bit more talented than all of us.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he, like, brought his kids out, which was just
That's
so
cute.
Fun.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, got some... Fun little questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough of music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you rather every traffic light always turn green? You just never get a red light ever again. Or always have the best parking spot at every single place you go to?
I would say green light always because
okay.
God gave me two legs and I low-key.
Honestly.
Like, okay, I complain about parking in the back
mm-hmm.
of the parking lot, but like in reality.
But it's kind of like, You're kind of stupid if you don't complain. Seriously. Like, if you're like, I love parking in the back.
And honestly, like, I feel like I just have, like, good luck that I get every green light and a good parking spot.
I don't know. Like, you would get places faster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because both of them, I guess, would help with time. Mm-hmm. However, I do hate parking garages. They scare me.
Oh, like that's those. So true. No. People whip in my parking garage. I'm like, yeah. Okay, you're about to hit Olaf, and you need to be careful. That's my car's name, by the way.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Yeah.
Aw.
Evan just sent me a video earlier today, and it said, Olaf is 5'4". He said, the video said, send this to someone that's shorter than Olaf.
What?
I know.
I'm sorry. How tall are Elsa and Anna?
Yeah, because
like they 7 foot be two? Like, I don't understand.
That's crazy.
That does not make any sense.
That don't make no sense, actually.
Someone just pulled that just out of their head.
How big is Sven?
Oh my God. He's like huge. A moose. Okay, if you can bring 3 items to a deserted island, what are you bringing?
Okay. I feel like it would be wrong for me not to say my Bible, so that's gonna be one.
Okay, go off.
Okay, chapstick. I always gotta keep these
things. That's one of mine, too!
Really?
Or, like, lotion.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't need to look pretty. No one's gonna be there, but,
I
like,
gotta feel good. Yeah,
it's
no.
gonna hurt. Like, my skin's gonna fall off.
I think I would do body wash.
That's such a good one, actually.
Body wash.
Yeah.
Chapstick and my Bible.
Okay, period. There's always a way. And, like, I hate it when, like, people ask that question and they'll be like, a boat. I'd bring a boat. Then I could leave. And I'm like, okay, that's not the fun.
Like stop thinking so hard.
Yeah, it's not that deep. Or they'd be like, a cell phone tower and my phone. Then I could call people. Shut up.
Yeah, like, come on.
You're no fun for that. Okay, what was your most recent show that you binge watched?
Night Agent.
Period.
With Evan. No, okay. It was so good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Rate it on a scale from 1 to 10.
Okay, I'm gonna say like a 9. Because it's so hard for me, first off, to stay awake during anything, yeah. as we know.
So if a show is like super interesting and like super like action packed, like then will you stay up? Like what makes like, a show I'm worthy really, enough?
If
you don't fall asleep.
Yeah, no, seriously. But I feel like, okay, I always love comedy. I love a little romance, but
yes.
nighttime's not the moves for that most of the time because I'm going to be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you give me, like, a little, like, okay, Top Gun, that was a really good movie. Like, I really enjoy that.
That was good. Kept me on the edge of my seat the whole time.
It's just so tough for me to get, like, stay awake for a TV show. So if you have me awake, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a great question.
Ooh.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, okay. So, normally when we're on a
give
cruise,
us a couple.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've actually done karaoke before on a cruise.
Okay, period. That's that's the place to do it.
That's just the only time.
Especially
you
if
don't
everyone
even know
in the room.
In front of you.
Yes. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm pretending, and it might even be true, everybody who's watching is just completely like wasted. They're all drunk out of their
absolutely.
Minds.
Absolutely.
Which, honestly, if you are of legal age, I only want to see you do karaoke if you are intoxicated.
Yeah,
because
seriously.
Then it's fun. And then you'll just like let loose.
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, shy, you know?
Yeah. No, we don't want that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So every time we're on a cruise, my dad and I do this thing where we sing Wagon Wheel together. So that's like our
cutie.
Our little, you know, and dad acts like he's playing the guitar.
Kelsey,
and,
that's so cutie.
Literally my best friend. Aww. But I also did Always Remember Us This Way.
Okay.
Okay, so I sang that song.
That's
because
cutie too.
At the time, I was just singing it so much, you know? But
that's cutie.
Yeah, but I feel like if I were to do karaoke tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Am I singing it by myself?
You could do one by yourself and then one with somebody else.
Okay.
You could pick your person.
Evan and I would definitely sing Thank God by Kane Brown.
Oh, that's cutie.
Okay.
Girly, if you could get Evan to do karaoke, I would literally pay you so much money.
Oh, I definitely could.
I think you could, too.
I definitely could.
I think you could. I believe in you.
Yeah.
I think you might be the first person to ever make him do karaoke. And he'd be like, okay.
I think, yeah. We've actually talked about it. We're like, okay, like we should duet this song. Okay, first off, back up. This is a scroll moment.
Okay,
Evan
okay.
has a great voice.
I've heard him sing ever so slightly, ever so
quietly.
He
has a great voice.
And so do you.
No. We're talking about him right now. We
okay,
can't
my, bad, my bad, my bad, my bad, my bad, my bad. Sure, okay,
so
Evan.
He has a great voice. I'm like, okay, so like, let loose.
Yeah,
so
sing
I
it
like,
out.
I feel like, again, a cruise would just be the best way to do that. Because, like, he's not going to know anybody else.
Yeah. Okay, what song do you think is, like, the anthem of your life? Like, what is, like, Kelsey's song? Isn't that just, like, a loaded question?
That's a hard question.
Because I have
question.
No idea what my answer would be. That's why I'm asking the questions.
My sweet friend Susie, she sends me, like, she sent me this, actually.
Okay.
And so, like, I wouldn't know this was my song without her sending it to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My song of choice that describes my life right now would be Jesus Happen.
Okay.
Because this year, like, you know, my life's changed and I was saved and all this. And everyone's always like, why aren't you like this? Or why don't you do that? Or what happened to you? And I'm like, Jesus happened, you know? That's the best way to describe it. And, like, my friend said to me, I'm like, that's so true because, like, that's the answer to everything right now. Like,
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I'm smiling so big. I know that, like, people who are listening can't tell, but I'm just, like,
smiling. I can see it. I'm like,
it just makes me so happy. Like, I don't know, like, just to, like, have that purpose and, like,
no,
I don't
know, absolutely. But it's like,
I love that for you. I think that's a great answer. I hope that that stays your answer, honestly.
Oh, always.
I love that.
Always.
Once you can find that community of people who also believe the same thing as you, like, you realize, like, okay, the faith that I'm a part of really is, at least it should be, a community that loves everybody. Yes. No exceptions, everybody. And yes, there's some groups of people who kind of believe differently, and I'm like, that is not the Jesus that I love.
That's the definition of shine the light of Jesus.
Yeah, and literally
because... And if you do that, you might be able to change their lives. You might be able to, like, you know, change your opinion on them because they changed their opinion on you.
Literally. And I don't know, I always tell people, like the people that you, like, distance yourself from, and it's fine to create boundaries, but, like, people that you don't, like, want to hang around, or you just, like, don't get, like, how they're living their life, like, those are the kind of people that Jesus will go hang out with.
Yeah,
so, like,
no,
you
absolutely
might as well go and be a friend to everybody, because absolutely that's what Jesus would do. I don't know. I just, I feel
that's
like
a
that's
a good way to think about it. No,
it is a great way to think about it, because I think it's scary, and I totally get it when people, like, look out from an outward perspective at Christianity, and they're like, sometimes it comes across hypocritical, and I'm like, it really can. It honestly can. I totally get it, but my Jesus, he would love everybody.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Period. Okay, our last question is, where do you think that you find inspiration? What makes you inspired?
I think you need to go first. I think I'm... Can I reverse that question on you first?
Sure.
Because I feel like my ideas might build off yours.
Yeah.
I just don't know what direction to go in this question.
I know. You know? I think it just really depends, like... Because there's so many types of inspiration. Like, I find inspiration to write songs when I'm really sad. Mm-hmm. I don't write a lot of happy songs, because, like... I don't know. I feel like we all know what... I think a lot of people don't know what, like, real joy is, but everybody knows what it's like to be, like, happy.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can write a happy song unless you've been, like, hopeless and depressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then it's like, what gives you the right to write a happy song if you don't know sadness? I don't know.
Yeah.
So I think when I'm really sad, or if it's, like, the middle of the night, then I can write a song. I don't know. I really like music, you know, just helps me. I think when I'm at a concert... I feel like I get this, like, reassurance, like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to perform and share my words and my voice with others. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if I've told you about this, but I have this thing called synesthesia, where when I hear songs, I hear colors. And so I think I love music so much because it's so colorful, and I can hear all these colors that, like, are pretty muted to me when I see them. So I think that, like, being at a concert, like, I feel like I can close my eyes and get the same experience as, like, somebody who has their eyes open. So I think that also, like, whenever it kind of hits me, like, I don't know, like, do you ever have those days where you're like, okay, my life could be a lot worse?
No, absolutely. I try to always look at, like, the positive everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm living, I'm breathing, and I'm healthy. Like,
some perspective, I think, helps a lot. But, yeah, I think it mainly goes back to music, because that's, like, my...
Yeah.
What saves me a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I would say, like, I am mostly inspired by my community. And
I love that.
While that might not be... It's just everyone I surround myself with.
Yeah.
Not people in particular. It's just, like, talking with so many different people, hearing their stories, and being
Again,
able...
Again, it's perspective.
To, it's, yeah, yeah. I mean, just, like, I'm always looking at the positive, or I try to.
Yeah.
I always try to look at the positive and everything that's brought to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to strive to be the best I can.
Yeah.
And by surrounding myself with the right people or the wrong people,
always
helps me and inspires me just to be the best I can. And I feel like I'm always just trying to shine the light of Jesus.
Yeah.
At least, like, this recent year, I've just, like, I just want so many people to experience some of the things I have. And that sounds like a little egotistical, but like...
No, it doesn't, because I totally get what you're saying, where it's like, you don't have to always walk around and be like, hey, come to my church. Hey, have you accepted Jesus Christ? Where it's like, you just being
you're
showing it to people.
Yes.
I promise you that you are.
I just want everyone to feel like joy.
Yeah.
I have a Lord that loves me so much, mm-hmm. and just a good community and like a good boyfriend. Like, I feel like it just goes right back to family as well. Like,
oh, I totally think so.
It's just, it breaks that. Yeah.
I think that's a great answer. I think that's great. And I think that's something that people should think about, is because who you surround yourself with is, it has a huge impact on who
mm-hmm.
you are.
Mm-hmm. And, but if I was surrounding myself with everyone that I always agree with 24/7, how are they putting different perspectives in my head?
Exactly.
You know?
That's
like,
so
it's
true.
Like, we can't all be thinking the same exact way, because...
It's so true.
Then we get so straightforward that we forget, like, realities just isn't a thing.
Yeah, you forget that, like, opinions exist.
No, exactly.
Exactly. I love that. I think that's really
great.
That was
good. That was pretty good.
Good job. That was iconic. You're just, you're good at talking.
It's the microphone.
Perfect. It's fun, isn't it? See why I do it every week?
But it's also, like, again, like, I'm going literally right back to what I just said. Mm-hmm. Like, this is filling my cup up right mm-hmm. here. Like, this, I'm automatically.
It's because we're both cool.
We're really cool. Are you kidding me?
We're so cool.
We're cool together.
We are cool together.
We are.
We're so cool together. Well, I think that's going to do it. I hope you had fun.
I had the best time. Are you kidding me?
Great job.
First podcast ever.
Yes. I think everybody's going to really love your personality. Mm-hmm. You're very bright and sunny and shiny.
Thanks.
I love it. You're giving I don't even know, mm-hmm. your like aura. Mm-hmm. Like if you were a color, you'd definitely be yellow.
Yellow?
Yes, very yellow.
Like sunshine.
Yes, it's very sunshine. You are very much the little sunshine Care Bear.
No.
The one with the sun.
The one in Alaska. No, I'm kidding.
I definitely said caribou, but
I thought I heard Care Bear. I was like, okay. Okay, so what is she saying right now? No, I'm literally like, oh my.
So does Alaska have the little colored bears?
Care Bears.
Also, do they have gummy bears walking around? I mean, we just talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, but they're more of, like, blues because it's in Alaska, so it's, like, very icy and wintry. And
mm-hmm. Right. That's like my aunt not knowing reindeer were real. She thought they were all, like, flying.
I'm like, no. It's okay.
No, honey.
It's okay.
We go on so many squirrel moments. I think that's so funny. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love it.
I even do that one by myself, and I don't even have anybody to, like, riff off of.
Yeah.
And it just becomes that.
No, like, literally, if you put me right here beside a wall, I'll talk to it.
Yeah, I know.
I will have a conversation with myself, and I'll act like I hear something, and I'll be like, yeah, actually.
That's a great point, actually. No, if I'm home by myself, I'm talking to myself the whole time. Maybe that makes me crazy.
Or singing to yourself. You're definitely singing to yourself.
Oh, I do that all the time. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.
And thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.